everyone, and welcome to Raw Podcast. If this is your first time hopping on here, thanks so much for being here. And if you're coming back for some more, thank you so much for coming back. So this week, I have an incredible friend and coach, woman entrepreneur, coming on Raw Podcast. She is an incredible woman. She's a master mindset coach, a serial entrepreneur, a wife, a stepmom, and your biggest cheerleader in life and in business. And I can definitely say heck yes on that one. She has been such an inspiration and supported me through so many things in the last 6 months. And she's just such a beautiful soul. And I can't wait for you to hear more about Andrea. And she'll also share her heart with you as well. So thanks again, everybody, for being here. There might be a swear word here and there, not too many, but put on some headphones if you got some kiddos around. And I think that's about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raw Podcast with Andrea Lauren. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Raw Podcast. Today, I have my good friend Andrea Lauren on here with me. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Sarah.
Thanks so much for being on here. Andrea and I are both coaches, and I've been dying to have Andrea on here for quite some time. And we literally like live across like maybe like 5 minutes apart from each other, right?
Yeah.
We could probably like throw something at each other right now. Yeah. So today I got a few questions for you, and because you are a rad active woman, and also, Andrea and I are collaborating on something else called the Raw Collective Podcast. So thank you for saying yes to that, Andrea.
Of course. I'm so excited to keep having amazing conversations with you, Sarah.
And we have somebody else joining on, Christy as well, but I'm looking forward to collaborating with these two amazing women. So I just had to drop that in there. So where did it all start for you as a coach, a woman entrepreneur, and how did it all come to reality, Andrea?
You know, I think like many people, the pandemic was a huge shift in my life. It created a massive shift in my life where I all of a sudden found myself like moving to work from home one day and then 2 days later being furloughed from my corporate sales job in hotels. And, you know, that was a really tough period for everyone, as you know, but in that moment, I kind of went to a dark place and then had to kind of find myself out of it and say to myself, you know, you have the ability to change your life. You have the ability to create a different future. If you don't like what's going on around you, it's time for you to take an active role in your own life. And I think that's like the moment that it really changed. This is back in like April or May 2020, when I was like, okay, I cannot, you know, sit around watching Netflix all day. I need to do something with my life. I need to get active. I need to start moving again. And so in that moment, it was kind of before I started coaching, but I started walking. And it sounds weird, like obviously everybody walks, but I committed to going for a daily walk every day, and I would try and get in those 10,000 steps. And so I was living in Seattle at the time, and I'd walk down by, you know, the waterfront, and I would just keep walking and walking. And during that time, I was listening to podcasts and audiobooks, and I really just got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm almost like pissed off that my life became what it is right now, and I'm ready to actually make a massive change. And that was kind of the catalyst into, you know, diving into personal development, really getting a deeper understanding of self-coaching. You know, I hired a coach. I started a certification program to become a life coach and a couple other modalities. And everything just kind of trickle affected, like took off from there.
That's amazing. The journey of becoming a coach is such a fascinating thing to go through and such a great personal development journey. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's so interesting because it can take you in so many different directions. And I find everyone's story of how they, like any, if you talk to any coach, as you know, everyone's story to how they got to that kind of vocation is really unique. And everyone has a story, right? We all have a story. And I used to think like, what made me special? Why would I be able to help anybody else go through anything? And, you know, I just felt that at the end of the day, we all have something to share. So anyone can, you know, share that with the world, right? There shouldn't be anything holding you back from doing that.
Absolutely. And I remember like the first time I met you, Andrea, and I remember like for me on my end, I had an instant connection with you. And it's like, I'm always driven to want to reach out to you because you're such a good listener and so compassionate about how, yeah, I'm definitely driven to like pick up the phone and talk to you.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah. So thanks for being such a great friend.
Of course. Thank you.
So we'll just go into me sharing more of the story side of things. So what is your story that you hold close to your heart, Andrea? Story that connects you to who you are today and what makes you a rad active woman?
Story that connects close to my heart. I feel like it's the story that's still being written, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like every single day taking that, I'd like to say, rad active steps in your life. Like taking an active role in your own life creates that story. And, you know, that moment during the pandemic was a catalyst for it, but I continue to write my story every single day. Every decision, every thought, every belief that I hold leads into the next chapter, that next page, that next, you know, trilogy, if you will. So I think it's not just one thing. I think we have to look at our lives as it is a collection of stories that you need to hold close to your heart. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of those stories are all chapters in your story. And if you can learn to appreciate and love each and every one of those moments, good or bad, and learn something from them, they amount to that greater story.
Beautifully said. So there's going to come a question here, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Is there a story right now that you want to share with the Rad Active Women that are listening to us right now?
I think you just stumped me. I was like, I don't
know. This is a new one.
I know. I was like, this is not expected.
Sometimes I like to throw that curveball in there for people.
Yeah. I think that like, it's not really a story, but kind of a metaphor, I guess, but just understanding that, you know, sharing your actual story can have a trickle, like a ripple effect on so many people in the world. And if we're talking about right now, I've been going through an IVF journey to be able to have a baby. And, you know, it's something that's like really private and obviously very emotional, but as a coach, I felt I needed to open up and share that story with, you know, my audience, with my clients, and really let people in to that aspect of my life in a time that normally people would keep very close to the chest and very personal. And the reason why I decided to share that story was because, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many people going through their own versions of similar stories, mm-hmm. and we don't necessarily connect on that or get to share or understand and share experiences together. And by sharing that story with my audience, I was shocked by the amount of women who flooded into my DMs and sent me messages just filled with love and sharing their own experiences and thanking me for sharing mine because they felt so alone during their journey. And you don't really know realize until it's like you're in it that so many other people have gone through it. So I think that that story is the importance of sharing your story and how it can connect and help others.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your heart, Andrea. I really appreciate that. So yeah, and I know there's other women that are listening right now that are going to connect to what you just said right here. Mm-hmm. Just that part of your story. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
So what is your wish for women who are listening to us right now to carry out into their future as a rad active woman?
I think my wish is really that we each learn to take an active role in our lives. Like I've said this previously, but it's understanding that, you know, you are capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for. Mm-hmm. And when you stop and reflect and turn inwards, you can find so much power within you where in society, we're often taught to look outside of us for answers, but so many answers are inside. So my wish for, you know, other rad active women is to take that active role in your life and really allow yourself to become the fullest version of you because you are so worthy of that. And it's just a matter of like unlocking that little part inside of you. And then it's just this like huge ripple effect out into the world.
I love it. I always like get goosebumps somewhere in this like podcast when I have guests on here, and like, yes, I agree with you. That's so amazing. So thanks for sharing that. So ladies, listen to Andrea. So what is one ripple effect? And this kind of ties into what we've been talking about, right? So yeah. What is one ripple effect that you would create or are creating already for women?
Well, I think in my story and in my transition from the corporate world into coaching, into owning my own business, you know, really owning my narrative, if you will, I feel that that's already created quite a ripple effect in terms of the people that I've connected with and, you know, who have come out and started talking to me, and whether they're working with me as a coach or, you know, just talking in DMs about how, you know, sharing the steps I've taken and what I'm doing now has really empowered them to take those steps in their own life. So I hope that that is like, that's my mission for that to continue, that, you know, every woman that I speak with, that I connect with, that, you know, encounters my coaching is finding that within themselves to keep going. And I love to do that. I have a program called Next Level You, and it really helps you elevate into that next level of yourself, that bigger version of yourself where there's nothing holding you back. And I hope that becomes that legacy, you know?
That's amazing. And also just for people listening right now, I'll definitely be dropping like the details on Andrea into my show notes. So if you're interested in the program that she just mentioned, that will be in there as well. So thanks for sharing that, Andrea. Just a couple more questions. Mm-hmm. As a rad active woman, how would you like to own your voice and heart more in your community and beyond?
I think that would probably come through like podcasting and guest speaking. You know, Instagram can go as far as it likes, but you don't get to see the full picture, and people like to say it's very curated, right? And I think there's just something so honest and raw about conversations just like this with like the Raw Collective that we're going to do as a podcast. And, you know, committing to sharing more and speaking more, whether it is through like podcasting or speaking engagements, that's definitely on like my vision board for this year. And I hope that that kind of catapults, you know, that spread of that same mission throughout the world.
So you guys hear that?
Yeah, hold me to it.
I'll hold you to it, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks.
And lastly, give a shout out to one rad active woman and why.
Okay. So I knew this question was coming because I've listened to your podcast for a while, and I was trying to think back to like, you know, an old coach or something like that. Cause like in my life currently, my activity is like self-led, but I used to be very into sports and I was a figure skater, and I was trying to think back. But what really stuck out in my mind was the years that I lived in Seattle. So pre-pandemic and into the pandemic, I had a soul cycle instructor named Jenna, who actually probably is the one who really put me on this path pre-pandemic of self-development, of understanding my own power, of finding that inner peace within myself. And she is an incredible woman. She's fully tatted, always has like the craziest hair. She has like an angelic energy, but also can be, you know, like a badass on a bike, rocking to the beats to Beyonce. And every word that she said through every class has stuck with me. And anytime I'm in like a low moment or I feel like I can't do something, I have Jenna in the back of my head saying, yes, you can. And so I want to give a shout out to her, because had I not stepped into that soul cycle class, connected with her on day one, my very first class, I never would have, you know, found this path. I really don't believe.
That's amazing. So thank you for sharing that. So I got another question that's come up for me, and it's not, don't worry, it's not too hard, but like, I'm just really curious, like for the women entrepreneurs that are listening to us right now, would you have like just one like piece of advice that you give them if they're just starting out, or maybe they're partway down the road, just something that they could take away that you've learned
yes.
so far?
Yeah, I like that question a lot. I think there's a couple things, but if you haven't started yet, just start. Just do one thing. Just put your idea out there into the world. And at first you might hear crickets, you know, you might not really get the response you thought, you might get opinions of others, but just know that if you are connected to your mission, you want to do something into the world, you are given that ability to make it happen. It's all within you. You wouldn't have that desire if it wasn't meant for you. So take one step and then take another step and then take another step and just stay committed to that mission, to that vision that you hold, because it will continue to flow from there, but it's never going to happen unless you take that step.
Yeah. Amazing. And so take that first step, ladies, that you're, if you're listening right now. And I agree with you, Andrea, it's, you know, as a woman entrepreneur myself, it's, you know, you have to just move forward. It's like, even like with this podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're saying, like, I had to just dive right into it. I'm not an expert in this, but I love doing it.
Yeah.
So it's taking that first step. So absolutely 100%. And it's even with the collective podcast with you and Christy as well, is like, yeah, that scared the shit out of me starting something like that. But it was also really exciting. And like you say, take that first step. They're scary steps, right?
Like, look at you. You have a second podcast. Like, what?
Yeah.
You've never taken that step, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how you find too, but like, even in programming too, like what we have, if you have a masterclass or a program or a workshop that you're putting out there, whatever it may be, I'm not sure how you feel about it. My perspective is like, it's scary to put it out there because you don't even know if anyone's going to sign up. Right. Mm-hmm. But I just put it out to the world and see what happens. I'm not sure how you go about that, but yeah.
100%. Like I actually just wrote down, cause I'm working on a masterclass for March, and I was like, oh, do I talk about it? Do I not talk about it? And I was like, I just need to pick a date and take that first step. Cause once I take that first step, it all rolls. And then I'll be serving, you know, tens and twenties of women who need to hear this message. Right. So it's like, you're by taking that step, you're actually helping other people. So I always try to keep that in the back of my mind.
Yeah, no, you've definitely been an inspiration to me too, Andrea, along your journey and the brave steps that you've actually, like, I know you've taken a ton in life, but like recently, like how you've owned your voice with your journey that you're going through right now has definitely inspired me into other things. So, and you didn't even know that probably.
No, so. I didn't. Thank you.
So, but thank you so much, Andrea, for being on Raw Podcast today. It's been an honor to have your voice out in the world.
Yes, thank you so much, Sarah. It has been incredible to hear your podcast grow, and to be a guest is just such an honor. And I hope that, you know, this message reaches women around the world and they start taking that active role in their lives.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for being a guest on Raw Podcast. It has been an honor to have you on here and to share your beautiful heart. And I can't wait to keep getting to know you in my life, professionally and as a great friend. So keep being 110% you, as you always do. And remember what Andrea said in this podcast. She said her one wish was for you to become your fullest version of you. I love that. So thanks, Andrea, for sharing that. And I will drop some details about Andrea in my show notes. And also, I'm going to be dropping a quiz in there that she has kindly asked me to link into the show notes. And it's called Find Out What Is Your Really Holding You Back. So, I mean, a lot of us need that. There's always something in our life holding us back. So dive on over there in the show notes and just take that quiz. And any other details will be in there about Andrea as well. So thanks again, Andrea, for being on Raw Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Raw Podcast. I know you're loving Raw Podcast and the amazing guests that are coming on here. So please drop a rating, drop a comment. It helps get our podcast out to even more people out in the world. And we want more people to hear our voices, all of these rad active women that are coming on here as guests. So greatly appreciate that through Spotify or iTunes, whichever one is more your vibe. So coming up next week will be the 9-minute rip from the pool deck. Not quite sure what I'll be ripping on at this point yet. So stay tuned. And yes, stay tuned for the next Raw Podcast. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Keep being amazing. Keep being you.